Want to welcome everybody to the City Council to the special meeting Thursday, May 21st, 2015 at 6 p.m. First line of business is roll call.
Nick Snell, present.
Bill Moyer here.
Bo Bunker, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Richard Adams, present.
Mike Luther, present.
All right, thank you very much. Because it's a special meeting, although I don't generally like to skip the Pledge of Allegiance, but we're going to go ahead and move on to business tonight. Moving on to 2.1. Notice of intent to resign from the office of mayor. Now that would be Rick Moses, so that's kind of, I guess, going to be me talking. I put this attempt to resign. There's been a lot of things going on in this city, some things I don't approve of in a lot of ways. We have tried, the council, myself, have tried to do a better job, and to, you always want to do better than the last person. It's not that the last person was bad, but you always try to step it up one more notch. This was a very hard decision. I've had a lot of health issues in the past here recently, a lot of things going on. My own personal business has suffered quite a bit because I spend more time worried about the city than I do my own personal business. I try to spend as much time as I can with the city. I make as many rounds to the city. Every morning when I take my daughter to school, and even when I don't, I try to make rounds to the city, looking for trees down, water flooding, anything else I can. This is a thankless job. It really is. You do one thing good, maybe one person remembers. You do one thing bad, the whole city yells at you. I have to say that there's some things on Tuesday's agenda that are going to rattle some cages, I think. But sometimes things have to be asked. But I do know that something I've seen that I told myself I wasn't going to get a content to talk about this, but I want to mention this because it bothers me. And as the mayor, I have the right to say it. Social media has gotten horrible in this city. Social media is a good thing, but it can be as damaging as it can be helpful. And it's a shame to see some of the things that are out there, and I'm not pointing fingers or saying names. I'm just saying we're all adults. I wish that I could see more of a positive attitude go in a forward motion. Shore Acres was doing a very good job of getting back in track. When I first started even on council and when I first became mayor, the police department had serious issues. We brought in a new chief. The police department had issues with working with officers out of LaPorte. I know I was one of the officers here. LaPorte really didn't want to work with us much. It became a bad vibe. Since that time, the chief has done very well to fix it, and the other officers. But when you have other council members calling you from the adjacent city, asking you what's going on, what's happening in that city, people are hearing things. It's sad, and I hate to see that. This is a great city with great people. Whether you lived here one day or 100 days or 100 years, I don't care. You're still a citizen. You pay taxes here. You have a home here. Your children go to school right near, close here. What I'm asking is that, if anything, we stop and think about that tonight when we walk out of here tonight. Not only social media, but we're all neighbors. We don't have to agree with each other, but it sure would be nice to respect each other. I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. My intent is to, and my intent was, and always will be, to better this city. Like I said, it's a thankless job. You have a lot of things you have to deal with, a lot of people you have to deal with. And we may not get, give you an example, may not get your grass mowed as quick as we want in your ditch. But the boom mower, it's working. We may not change flags out as quick as you want, but they're ordered. There's things that we do that are already in the making, but people don't give us enough time. Now, I understand when you sit there and wait 6 months for something to happen, it doesn't happen. Well, yeah, they can get a little irritated. Sometimes we have to fight that battle. I mean, look at Shore Acres now. We've been fighting a battle for a street light down at 0146 in Shore Acres Boulevard for how long? I mean, but now, what do we got running across the road? We're counting cars. We've got strips across there, so something's happening there. So we're seeing motivation. We're seeing something new happening. Homes. I hear a lot of homes are selling. Guess what? When they're selling, the signs are going down. They're filling up. That's the common denominator there. I see new homes coming up. And so, you know, things are moving in forward motion. I think the city, and I've heard a lot of rumblings, just to give you an example, on the city's going broke. Folks, I can tell you right now, I've been in business for a long time, for over 25 years, and I've owned my company for 4 years. And it's a very large company, and I haven't broke my company yet. I don't have any intentions of breaking the city. The city didn't make a third of what my company's worth. I have full intentions to help this city. We have an auditor who will be here Tuesday, correct? He'll be here Tuesday. And he'll have a report for you. But if you look at the statistics and things we went over in the past just recently, this city is in better shape than it's been in a long time. I'll be happy to sit down with anybody and show them numbers. The numbers don't lie. We have an auditor, licensed auditors, that do our auditing. So, but we have things to look forward to in this city. That's a good thing. So, with that being said, I will say today, I have to say I had more phone calls and emails than I've had in a long time. I was very surprised to have as many calls and emails as I had on this intent to resign. I have made a decision what I'm going to do, but before I announce my decision, I didn't want to linger this meeting out tonight, but I think it's only right that I give a few citizens and give citizens a chance to talk briefly. I'm not going to turn the clock on, but please be brief. Whether it's positive or negative, I'll give you an opportunity to speak if you want to speak. And with that being said, I'll start this way. If anybody wants to step up and speak, they can. Anybody wish to speak? Anyone on this side? Ms. Wells, I'll go ahead first, run this way. Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. If you do step down, I would like to see a new election, because 2 years ago we appointed a mayor, and then we appointed the next vote getter. That was okay once, but we have almost a full year. It's not a 4 month term. It's not 3 months. We're talking about the entire thing. So if you're stepping down now, instead of doing it when we could have voted for a mayor, then I think it's time we hold a special election. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Ms. Will. Jerry?
You bet.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that Ricky did, Mr. Mayor, you did a real good job. This city is finally stabilizing somewhat. And I know there's a lot of back and forth issues going between council members or member people seeking for council positions. But if you're going to resign as council, you have your options. You know what your options are. You can appoint a mayor. You can appoint a mayor pro tem. You can do nothing. And you can order an election. And what I recommend as council to do what the citizens want. Not what you want, but what the citizens want. Go out there and find out. Now, if you know already, I tell you, I'm one citizen. I would like to see an election. That would give the citizens a voice who is the next mayor. And then, of course, you would pick the mayor pro tem. And then there will be a vacancy, and that can be selected by you, or that position can be elected too. So, again, as council, now, that's assuming that the mayor is going to resign. As council, to look at this and do what the citizens want. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Diane.
Diane Fitcher, 3346 Miramar. First of all, I want to say thank you, Rick, for all the time that you've given. And I really want to ask you to stay on as mayor. I think you're doing a really good job. Our city is beginning to get some of its luster back, and I think a lot of that has to do with you being the mayor. And there hasn't been one time that I've sent an email or asked something of you that you haven't stepped up to the plate. And I think you need to be commended for that. I want to tell you how much the Friends of Heron Park appreciate your concern when we've had repairs and things. And Nick comes back, well, we'll look at this tomorrow or the next day. Rick says, we'll be on it Monday, or we'll take care of it, or it's in the work, it's already happening. This is the kind of mayor we need. I know it's probably hard on you with your business, but I want you to know, from my viewpoint, you are a very good mayor, and you are very much appreciated.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Here, here.
Thank you. Anybody else in the front line? Mr. Jennings.
David Jennings, 1017 West Forest Avenue. I really just want to second Diane Victor's sentiments, actually. I don't know what brought this about, but I do know that since you've been elected, you brought a certain amount of stability to the city. And I think most of us appreciate that, even when we're critical of some things, but most of us appreciate that. And we know that it's a thankless job. We know that. But for those of us that live here and have lived here for a long time, we need the stability. So if you have any room for changing your mind, or I don't know what your decision is, I would urge you to consider that the citizens really do think you're doing a good job, even when we're critical of it, and that's okay. And so that's just what I want to say. So I urge you to stay on if you can. If you can't, then we certainly understand that. And then I would second Ms. Wells and Mr. Victor's thing about an election. But if you can possibly do that, then I think it would be best for the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
John Hume, 525 Baywood. Rick, I'll agree with everybody, or Mr. Mayor. I don't know your decision, and I'm sure we're all going to find out here in a little bit. I've lived in this city for 3 years. I wouldn't dream of moving my family out of this place. I live right around the corner. I will raise my children here. I have one son graduated and gone. I have two more at home that play on the street in front of my house, that ride their bikes up and down the road with all the other neighborhood kids are over there. And I don't worry about them. Got a good, strong police force. You own some of that. My kids are safe. That's important. Above all the political hubbub, above all the junk going on, my kids are safe. My kids can play in this city. And I love living here. Don't know your decision, but I got to know you when you were running and you came and knocked on my door and talked to me. And that's what swung me. I don't know anybody else on the board. So Ms. Nell lives down the road from me. That was a door knock, and I respect that man to man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't get to. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. That's good. Carrie Jennings, 1017 Forest Avenue. And I just wanted to say that, I also second hoping that you can stay on. I have heard nothing but good things about you. And, as far as the fighting stuff goes about the budget, to me, that's natural. That is nothing more than everybody trying to spend the limited dollars in the best way they know how. And you're going to have opposing views about that, and that's what you guys have. And that's what we have, because there's limited funds, and everybody's trying to do the best for the city. So I don't doubt anybody's motives on how they do it. Everybody's just trying to get their opinion with an election held on who, that's what elections are all about. So the one thing that I can tell you is that I think you're very, it's nice to have such a professional mayor as far as the appearance that the whole city gives. So I don't know what those other cities are saying about what's going on here. I think we have a very professional council. We do have a little city, a little politics sometimes, and that's just normal. So I do think you should stay on if you can. And then I also, if not, I think that the citizens should vote.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate it. Anyone else?
Yeah. Chuck Hayes, 122 Meadow Lawn. Best way to make a mountain out of a molehill is to throw dirt on it. Rick, every time I've asked you to do something for me, I've seen the changes. I've been here 31 years.
I've never seen anybody as effective as you.
Thank you, sir.
You're here.
Not much catches me. You caught me.
My wife says I'm cold as ice. Boy, that got me.
They have people die in your hands. Try to take care of them. Gun in your hand. Shoot them. They want to get you. Try to get you.
She's not here and we won't tell her.
I appreciate everybody's sentiments, and I'm sort of speechless at the moment. You know, I did a lot of soul searching last night. I did a lot of thinking today over everything going on. And, you know, I got to say, I thank the council a lot because they worked really hard. And I want to thank Mr. Stahl. He works extremely hard. People may not think it. When I first came into this office, and I have to say this, when I first came as an officer, David and I didn't really see eye to eye. I was one that he was sort of on my target list. Do I really want David? You know, I might go after him because he's not best for the city, because I had heard that one side. And but you know, after I was here, I started seeing things. You know, and then you start to know the other side. And then you put it in perspective. I let the better part of me get the worst part of me, I should say. And give you an example, like today I was driving down the city looking at a couple of things, and who did I run into? I ran into David down there with a landscaping guy looking at some trees and some things that need to be done. That's the kind of person I want working for me. You know, that's the kind of people who work for my business. Those are important things. I turn around and look at a chief that, when he's short-handed, two or three people, is working 16-hour days for 7 days a week, 365, without whining one time, even though he's an old Marine, but he's still going. You know, but the fact about it is, he was still razor sharp and ready to rock and roll at any time. That is character. And you don't buy that. You earn it. You earn respect. So, with that being said, I don't see there's any way in God's green earth that I could step down from being mayor. I appreciate everything and everybody's here tonight, and I will give you everything I got. And this council, we're going to team it up, and we're going to give you everything we got. And we're losing a few council members come Tuesday. Sorry to see them go. I know how elections work, but they'll be sitting on that side now. We've gained council members. I look forward to working with them, with all of them. After about 35 calls today, about 75 emails, and then people showing up today, like I said, I guess I'm stuck with this. I need to do it. So I'm sorry that I had to call this meeting. I'm sorry that I put you folks through this. I'm sorry that you had to waste your time and come up here for this.
I'll wait.
So with that being said, stay your mayor until election time. We'll see about it then. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. It's 6:19 and we are adjourned. Thank you.